receiving letters telling them this is their grant amount, and then they get another letter, this is their aid amount. It's very confusing to students is the feedback I've been getting. But I do think that the 5% of projected demand would give you about $8 million for management purposes. Is that right, Ms. Fergus?
Correct, Madam Chair. As of the February projection, projected demand was $162 million next year.
And then there's also the issue of on line 1.14, the $1 million.
Hold on, Madam Chair.
Yeah.
Is the $162 million include the shortfall or not include the shortfall?
Representative Ferguson.
The demand.
It is projected demand, yes. So that is the total amount. Since for appropriations next year, we were only estimating $122 million, I believe. That's where the shortfall amount of approximately $41 million comes in. We are only going to have available funds of approximately $122
million.
But projected demand for the program under current law was $162 million, which is how we defined that we were going to have a shortfall.
Thank you.
So that's eight. $8 million.
Let's do it. Do you want to just go to Mr. Representative Rukavina? I would just make a small amendment in your amendment, and that would be on line 114 to just go to $1.5 million. And if you're willing to do that, then
I'll accept that if my members have no problem with it.
Okay.
Representative McFarland.
No, I'm fine.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
All right, then, Representative Rukavina.
Yes,
Senator Brogan.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. So instead of a million, we're going to 1.5. And how much is that per grantee?
I guess that would be about $18 a student.
Correct, Madam Chair.
On average.
And at what point in, Madam Chair, at what point in their school year would this be available to them if it happens?
Ms. Fergus.
Madam Chair and Senator Roebling, ideally we would release the funds in January. We would know exactly how much we would know approximately how much fall spending would be around Thanksgiving. We would then notify campuses of the parameter changes to state grant, and that would impact spring semester. But it would be retroactive throughout the year. So they would get they would essentially get an $18 increase spread over all terms of enrollment. So both fall and spring.
And it's not like I characterized it that they'd have to cut a separate check. It would just be an adjustment in their grant amount.
So, Madam Chair, it would be like $9 a semester.
They're voting right now.
Correct.
And this is done at a separate time than when the rest of the award is given, typically.
Ms. Fergus.
It's not the shortfall. It's the whole.
Madam Chair and Senator Roebling, it is done at the time that the award is given in spring semester, and I should clarify that $18 only refers to the $1.5 million amount. Originally, the office had used a $10 million figure for the set-aside